Goodbye, Google. It's up to you. The U.S. citizen now story ATA glance in early April 2020. Mercola.com purposely blocked Google from indexing our articles and breaking news blog posts. I encourage you to search every site's privacy policy page to see if they use Google Analytics or Google ad programs, and if they do, encourage them to stop. Nearly every non-major website is using Google's free analytics program, as well as their advertising platforms. Alas, those services are not actually free. Ultimately, you pay for them with your personal data, as that is the product Google sells. Collectively, all of these sites are stealing an enormous amount of your private information. Google's powers pose several threats to society. First of all, it's a surveillance agency with significant yet hidden surveillance powers. It's also a censoring agency with the ability to restrict or block access to websites across the internet, thus deciding what people can and cannot see. Google also has the power to manipulate public opinion through search rankings and other means, and the shifts in thinking produced are both rapid and enormous. Goopocalypse Now from Goopocalypse Now. On Vimeo. In early April 2020, Mercola.com became one of the first websites to purposely block Google from indexing our articles and breaking news blog posts. Most of you are well aware that I've had concerns about the surveillance capitalists, spearheaded by Google, for a number of years. September 2017, I discussed Google's partnership with the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and how their depression assessment quiz was in fact a drug promotion scam sponsored by the drug manufacturer Eli Lilly. No matter how you answered the questions, you were a candidate for antidepressants. Ogle Home from Goopocalypse Now. On Vimeo. Since then, Google and other tech companies have only gotten deeper and wider access to people's personal medical information, and Google's selling of this data to third parties can have real-world consequences. Higher insurance premiums or denial of employment are but two obvious examples. Google blocked from interacting with Mercola.com. Most of you know that in the summer of 2019, Google removed us from coming up in any keyword search unless our name was also typed into the query. While we still received substantial traffic from people who looked very hard to find Mercola articles through Google, we finally decided to block Google from crawling or indexing any of my articles or breaking news blogs. We also stopped using the Google Analytics program in 2018. So, everything related to Google has been removed from this site, and I hope other sites will follow suit. I encourage you to search every site's privacy policy page to see if they use Google Analytics or Google ad programs, and if they do, encourage them to stop. We can be successful without the surveillance monopolies, and businesses and individuals need to unite to do everything we can to stop their dangerous privacy theft and data mining. How you pay for companies' use of free analytics. A majority of websites are using Google's free analytics program, as well as their advertising platforms. Alas, those services are not actually free. Ultimately, you pay for them with your personal data, as that is the product Google turns around and sells to third parties. Collectively, all of these sites are stealing an enormous amount of your private information. Google and its data siphoning tentacles reach deep into your everyday life, collecting data on every move you make and conversation you have, whether online or in the real world. Even if you disable location tracking on your phone, Google has ways to determine your whereabouts by tracking the addresses of nearby cellular towers that your phone connects to instead. This is one of the reasons I strongly encourage you to ditch all Android phones and use an iPhone that has better privacy policies. I discussed this in my 2018 article, Google, one of the largest monopolies in the world. That article also includes a list of examples of the type of data collected by Google, whether you're aware of it or not. Save this article for later, get the PDF now. Download PDF. Our cognitive liberties are at stake. As detailed in, Will Google's Social Credit System Determine Your Future? There are now proposals suggesting all this data, in combination with artificial intelligence-enabled analytics systems, could be used for predictive policing, as illustrated in the 2002 movie, Minority Report, where suspected perpetrators are arrested before a crime is actually committed. In the 2018 TED Talk above, 1. Legal scholar and bioethicist Nita Farahany discusses the potential ramifications of mind-reading technology, warning that such technology could easily lead to a society where people are arrested for merely thinking about committing a crime. Mind you, Google claimed to have the ability to read your thoughts an entire decade ago. In 2010, Google CEO Eric Schmidt boasted, "We know where you are. We know where you've been. We can more or less know what you're thinking about." 2. Fast forward 10 years, and Google's mind-reading capabilities have exponentially grown and been perfected to the point that their AI can predict the exact moment when a teenager is feeling insecure, lonely, or vulnerable, so that an advertisement for an image-boosting product can be placed in front of them on the screen in that moment. This and many other terrifying capabilities are detailed in the book, The Age of Surveillance Capitalism, written by social psychologist and Harvard professor Shoshana Zuboff. The video below features an interview I did with her about this topic. In her TED Talk, Farahani also discusses the dangers of a world in which private interests sell our brain data. She believes we, as a global community, need laws protecting our rights to cognitive liberty, laws that protect our freedom of thought and self-determination. Say goodbye to Google. Over the years, I've grown exceedingly concerned about Google's exponential data mining efforts and infiltration into every conceivable area of our everyday lives, from healthcare and fitness to education and finance. The influence of Google is so vast yet so hidden, most people simply have no idea just how controlled they actually are. Most of us would vehemently deny that something as simple as Google search results can manipulate us into thinking a certain way about a topic, yet research clearly shows that this kind of subliminal influence is profoundly powerful. Download interview transcript. Video link. Robert Epstein, PhD, who has spent the last decade of his professional career exposing Google's manipulative and deceptive practices as a senior research psychologist for the American Institute of Behavioral Research and Technology, has also demonstrated how easily Google can shift our political and societal landscape. Without Google, the technocrats' dream of a one-world government would likely never happen, as it relies on social engineering and artificial intelligence. Google is a frontrunner and expert in both, and has the ability to control entire populations. As noted by Epstein in the interview above, Google poses three unique threats to society. They're a surveillance agency with significant yet hidden surveillance powers: Google Search, Google Wallet, Google Docs, Gmail, Google Drive, YouTube. All are surveillance platforms, and from Google's perspective, the value of these platforms are their ability to glean very precise data about you as an individual. Most of these platforms offer free services for the simple reason that you are the product being sold to third parties. They're a censoring agency with the ability to restrict or block access to websites across the internet, thus deciding what people can and cannot see. While Section 230 of the 1996 Communications Decency Act makes free speech possible for everyone, it also allows Google and other online platforms to filter out and censor whatever they want. The most crushing problem with this kind of internet censorship is that you don't know what you don't know. If a certain type of information is removed from search, and you don't know it should exist somewhere, you'll never go looking for it. And, when searching for information online, how would you know that certain websites or pages have been removed from the search results in the first place? The answer is, you don't. For example, Google has been investing in DNA repositories for quite a long time, and are adding DNA information to our profiles. According to Epstein, Google has taken over the National DNA Repository, but articles about that, which he has cited in his own writings, have all vanished. They have the power to manipulate public opinion through search rankings and other means, and the shifts in thinking produced are both rapid and enormous. For example, Epstein has demonstrated that Google has the ability to shift voting preferences among undecided voters by a whopping 48% to 63%, and the power to determine 25% of global elections. What's more, this manipulation is entirely undetectable and untraceable. The many reasons to ditch Google. As a user, there are many reasons to de-Google your life, including the following. Privacy concerns. Google's services, including search, email, and maps, collect vast amounts of personal data, which can include browsing history, location data, and more. This collection is integral to their business model, which focuses on targeted advertising. Other privacy concerns include the following. Tracking of your whereabouts 24/7. In 2022, four attorneys general sued Google for its deceptive practices in collecting location data, as they continue to track location data even after users disable location tracking. By tracking your Google Calendar entries, combined with your location data, Google also knows what events you've attended, when, and for how long. Your built-in webcam on your phone, tablet, laptop, or computer can also be accessed by various apps. A lifetime of photographic evidence. 20 years ago, photos were a private matter, reminisced over in photo albums and displayed around the home. Today, people's lives are on public display online, and Google captures it all. When combined with facial recognition software and other technological identification applications, including metadata detailing the time and place of each snap, your photos are a treasure trove of private information. A lifetime of communications, Google also has every single Gmail email you've ever sent, received, and deleted. Censoring your email, Google can also censor your email, and we have evidence that this is happening. While about 50% of our subscribers are using Gmail accounts, the delivery rate for Gmail accounts is half of all the email providers like ProtonMail, far lower than any other email service. So, if you are using Gmail to receive our newsletter, please change immediately. If you're using Gmail, understand that they're censoring your inbox, and you might not even realize it. Deleted files and information. You probably delete files and information every now and then for the sake of safety, right? You might decide to delete that list of passwords from your phone, for example, in case you lose it or it gets hacked. Well, Google still has all of that information. Market dominance and monopolistic behavior. Google's dominant position in search, video hosting, via YouTube, and mobile operating systems, via Android, stifles competition, potentially leading to less innovation and choice for consumers. Data security. Although Google claims to have strong security measures, no service is immune to data breaches or security flaws. Considering the vast amount of personal data collected by Google, a data breach could be potentially devastating. Echo chamber and filter bubble effects. Google's personalized search and news results can create a filter bubble, where users are more likely to see information that aligns with their past behavior, potentially limiting exposure to differing viewpoints and leading to an echo chamber effect. Dependence and data lock-in. Relying heavily on Google's ecosystem can lead to a form of lock-in, where moving to other services becomes difficult due to the vast amounts of data and integration within Google's services. To avoid this, diversify your service providers. The coming social credit system. The ability to surveil and track every conceivable metric, censor and block access to information, and the ability to manipulate opinions also makes Google an invaluable resource for the planned social credit system. And the more information they have on you, the easier they can manipulate you. Here's how you can say goodbye to Google today. If you are at all concerned about Google's data theft practices, then it's time you stop using Google services. Sure, Google has convenience covered, but it's not enough to overshadow its many evils. If you're ready to protect your privacy and break free from the manipulation of internet monopolies, here are some basic steps you can take. Also, be sure to share these tips with your family and friends. Swap out your browser. Uninstall Google Chrome and use Brave or Opera instead. Everything you do on Chrome is surveilled, including keystrokes and every web page you've ever visited. Brave is a great alternative that takes privacy seriously. Switch your search engine. Stop using Google search engines or any extension of Google, such as Bing or Yahoo, both of which draw search results from Google. Instead, use a default search engine that offers privacy, such as Presearch, Startpage, DuckDuckGo, Quant and many others. Use a secure email. Close your Gmail account and switch to a secure email service like ProtonMail. If you have children, don't transfer their student Google account into a personal account once they're out of school. Switch to a secure document sharing service. Ditch Google Docs and use another alternative such as Zoho Office, Etherpad, CryptPad, OnlyOffice or Nucleo, all of which are recommended by NordVPN 3. Delete all Google apps from your phone and purge Google hardware. Better yet, get a de-Googled phone. Several companies now offer them, including Above Phone. Avoid websites that use Google Analytics. To do that, you'll need to check the website's privacy policy and search for Google. Websites are required to disclose if they use a third-party surveillance tool. If they use Google Analytics, ask them to switch. Use a secure messaging system. To keep your private communications private, use a messaging tool that provides end-to-end encryption, such as Signal. Use a virtual private network, VPN, such as NordVPN or StrongVPN. This is a must if you seek to preserve your online privacy. Don't use Google Home devices in your house or apartment. These devices record everything that occurs in your home, both speech and sounds such as brushing your teeth and boiling water, even when they appear to be inactive, and send that information back to Google. The same goes for Google's Home Thermostat Nest and Amazon's Alexa. Don't use an Android cell phone, as it's owned by Google. Ditch Siri, which draws all its answers from Google. Don't use Fitbit, as it was recently purchased by Google and will provide them with all your physiological information and activity levels, in addition to everything else that Google already has on you.